This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arkel Matthew. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet Singapore President Tharman Shanmugaratnam in New Delhi today. Mr. Shanmugaratnam will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. President Murmu will also host a banquet in his honour. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar held meeting with the visiting dignitary in New Delhi yesterday. The two leaders discussed cooperation in semiconductors, industrial parks, skilling, digitalization, and trade development. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the Fast Track Immigration Trusted Traveller Programme at Mumbai, Chennai, Kolkata, Bangalore, Hyderabad, Cochin and Ahmedabad airports today. This will provide world-class immigration facilities to travellers, making international travel seamless and secure. Amid the deteriorating air quality in national capital Delhi, the Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has decided to impose all actions under Graded Response Action Plans, GRAP 3 and 4, in Delhi NCR. Under the GRAP 3, a ban is being implemented on non-essential construction work and road construction activities, stone crusher operations and mining activities in the entire NCR. Besides, the Delhi government and the state government in the NCR will have to mandatorily conduct classes in schools for children up to class 5 in a hybrid mode. Further, under the stage 4 category, schools will have to conduct hybrid classes for classes 6 to 9 and class 11 as well. Light rainfall lashed parts of Delhi and the National Capital Region, causing a significant drop in temperature and improving visibility across the region. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that parts of the city will continue to experience rainy conditions until the afternoon today. Talking exclusively to Akashvani, IMD senior scientist Dr. R.K. Jenamani said that an active western disturbance is impacting North India, including Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi NCR. Hindenburg Research, known for short-selling activities, has been shut down by founder Nate Anderson. The decision comes amid the widespread controversial report on India-based Adani Group. Anderson did not cite a specific reason for the closure, but said it's a personal decision and other members of the organization will pursue different career options. Grand cultural extravaganza Sanskriti Ka Mahakumbh will begin today at the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj. The event will showcase the rich tapestry of Indian culture through a series of captivating performances by renowned artists. The main stage, Ganga Pandal, will host performances by renowned artists from across the country, including a special presentation by Shankar Mahadevan on the opening day. Israel and Hamas have agreed a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal following meetings with Qatar's Prime Minister Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani. The deal is set to begin on Sunday and will last 42 days. Announcing about the deal in Doha yesterday, Prime Minister Al Thani said it will lead to the release of Israeli captives and surging humanitarian aid to Gaza. According to Israeli media reports, country's security cabinet will meet today to approve the deal. The US has lifted sanctions on three Indian entities, including Bhabha Atomic Research Center, BARC. The other two companies are Indian Rare Earths and Indira Gandhi Atomic Research Center. U.S. Bureau of Industry and Security said that the sanctions which were imposed during the Cold War era has been removed to enhance U.S. foreign policy goals. This decision will support shared energy security needs and joint efforts in science and technology between India and U.S. In Men's Hockey India League, Delhi SG Pipers will clash against Vedanta Kalinga Lancers in Rourkela this evening. The match will begin at 8:15 p.m. In Women's Hockey India League, Shrachi Rar Bengal Tigers will face Odisha Warriors in Rourkela at 6 p.m. this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.